Coming up to 11:30, and I'm joined in the studio by Bill Ratcliffe and Colin Holbrook. Now, Bill is the chairman and Colin is the media liaison officer for Blackmore Village Heritage Association. And they're here today to talk about the new housing developments and the impact that it's going to have on the area. So very good morning to both of you.
Thank you very much,
good morning.
Michelle.
Before we start talking about the proposed building, tell us about Blackmore.
Well, Blackmore's a really historic village. Yeah, it goes right back to Tudor times and beyond. We're a small village, 350 houses, population of about 800. Very, very limited facilities. It's one combined co-op store and post office, a hairdresser's, a coffee shop, an antiques and coffee shop, and two trading pubs. We've got a village junior school, but that's full. The local doctor's surgery is in Doddinghurst, and that's more than full. We believe the village is sustainable as it is. We've built an absolutely fantastic community over many years. Colin and I have both lived in the village for over 30 years, as have many, many others. There's a conservation centre within the village, links back to Henry VIII. In fact, the roads that the proposed buildings would go on were a horse and cart relief road for the Great Plague. Mm. You know, tiny, tiny little narrow country lanes. Village is liable to flooding, loads and loads of wildlife. So I was interested in what you were saying about being a vegetarian, because the fields that they're proposing to build on are greenbelt fields, greenfield sites, and it's prime arable land. Mm. So better suited to cabbages than tarmac and bricks. The village is also an attraction for cyclists, horse riders, walkers. It's a destination of choice. We don't probably need any more residents, you know, we just need more people to come and visit it, and the charm of the village is one of the reasons why they do so. Mm. But we're also very concerned about road safety because the lanes are so very, very narrow.
So what are the plans at the moment? I would just have to say that the council are not here to give their side, and we hopefully will get a response for them once they hear interview.
In fairness to Brentwood Council, they've been set a huge challenge by government to build 7,800 houses. A hell of a lot of going into Dunton Hills Garden Village. I think that's 2,500 of their allocation, so that's about a third. Mm. But the targets kept going up and up and up, and it's all wrapped up in the local development plan. The issue being, they've got to hit their targets, and builders have been promoting sites. So what's happened in Blackmore, two builders have promoted greenbelt fields, and the council's accepted them, or they have at the moment anyway, as part of the allocation in Blackmore, 70 houses. Mm. But when you've only got 300-odd to start with, it's an increase in housing of somewhere between 20 to 25%. And we think it's seriously flawed anyway. There was no housing needs survey ever undertaken. When we formed the BVHA last year, did a village survey, got over 300 responses, and over 290 were anti-large-scale building in Blackmore. Mm. I mean, what Blackmore does need is a few smaller affordable homes, but we've identified other sites, brownfield sites, upon which those houses could be constructed to suit village needs rather than just be developer-led. And the other issue is it's a bit of a cocktail of what's going on, because we border Epping Forest District Council. They've got a site that's 30-odd houses going up at the top of Fingrith Hall Lane, which is less than a mile from Blackmore Village Centre, so that those residents will be attracted into the village, will drive through it. There's potentially another site within Epping Forest District Council as well that's very close to the village. And there's other sites going through normal planning procedures, over 20 houses there. So before we know it, the size of the village will increase by more than 50%, yeah, unless we can get the local development plan changed.
Really, yeah. You've got the basic centre of Blackmore, which is actually a conservation centre. Yeah. It is protected dramatically. Outside of that, there are some newer houses that have been built, and they are completely different in character. So you've got stuff going back to Tudor times and modern houses. So there is a mixture, but it's looking at how much is going in. That's the problem. And if you look at the amount of traffic that is there at the moment, the central crossroads in Blackmore, if you try and go to the shop or to the pub, there is always double parking both sides of a narrow road. Mm. It's really difficult to get through it at the moment. The increase in traffic because of just the new development, probably in the area of 1,000 traffic movements a day. 1,000. Yeah. If you include the other developments that are going on, which are not considered as part of the overall picture at the moment, you could be going up to 2,000 traffic movements a day.
Yeah.
It's huge and could be, you know, very dangerous for the individual people. There are no street lights in Blackmoor, and most of the areas do not have pavements. Mm. So with that sort of increase in traffic, it's really dangerous.
Now you've got a really good website. It's on Facebook, and you've also got over 150 residents.
Yep.
Along with you, and more as well.
Yeah.
So tell us about what you've been doing to get support.
Yeah. Well, the problem goes back to just over a year ago, and without going into the complications of the local development plan, we got as far as Regulation 18 last January, and Blackmoor had previously been excluded from the development plan on the grounds that it wasn't suitable for large-scale development. So it did come as rather a surprise to everybody, including the parish council and others, that suddenly Blackmoor appeared in the plan, two fields, in fact. Mm. Well, in fact, there was a third area that's now been thrown out. There just didn't seem to be any rationale. It was a massive, massive U-turn. And the other thing that concerned me at the time was that Brentwood Council's original vision, so the vision pre-2016, was quite clear. It was written about people, about residents, about protecting the environment, the quality of life, minimising the impacts of development on people. Whereas in the 2018 iteration of the plan, there was not one mention of the word people. It was all about employment, which is obviously a noble cause. The local development plan should all be about creating jobs and wealth for people. But actually, constructing more houses in Blackmoor won't lead to more jobs.
No.
As Colin said, it will just lead to more traffic coming in and out of the village. You know, we're not near a railway station. The local shops are very sparse. You know, it's a great co-op store, but, you know, it's rammed as it is. So we formed the association formally after conducting the survey last summer. So in September, I thought, well, look, the next step is let's make this body official. We set it up with a clear strategy. We kind of structured it like a corporate body to give it some gravitas. We've got 150 members now, and a very clear mission. And the mission is to protect the heritage and character of Blackmoor Village and to deliver the best housing solutions to meet local needs.
Mm.
And that's the thing that the council has done a U-turn on.
Yeah.
Now, we are talking to them. I've got a meeting with Phil Drain, Head of Planning, Head of Strategy, next week. And I have to say, we have really, really constructive debates. It's just that I'm right and he's wrong.
If you're out there listening, you can respond. You can give us a call. You'll find all the details on the website. So you're not against some development.
No.
But you just want it to be, you know, so it fits in obviously with the village and obviously for the the traffic concerns and the road concerns, as you said.
Yeah, it's partly to do with location as well, because there are brownfield sites that are on better locations than these two fields. But I think, you know, the huge thing for me was when we saw the change of vision, you know, it wasn't centred on the village. So when we did the survey last year, rather than just do a petition, as some people thought we should, I was just raise a petition. Well, a petition doesn't get you anywhere.
No.
It just makes you sound even, you know, like a NIMBY. So what we did a two-part survey. Are you in favour of large-scale development, yes or no?
Mm.
But the second part of it was, if you are in favour of some development, what sort of scale would you see the village being able to accommodate, and what type of housing? And what came back clearly from that was, it should be small-scale development, by which I mean probably less than 30 houses, i.e. less than 10% of the existing village size, and more particularly focused on elderly people wanting to downsize and for first-time buyers. And we are actually having discussions with a different developer on exactly those objectives.
Yeah, it's one of those things, as you said, there is nowhere, if you haven't got a local train station, then the sort of people who are probably going to move into the area probably will be older people that will want a bungalow or something along that scale. Otherwise, if you're in the middle of Blackmore, it's you, where would you go to drive to go to the nearest
station? Yeah, I think well, no, you can't. I mean, you have to drive to Ingatestone, but yep, the car park there's full. You drive to Shenfield, the car park's more than full, yep, or you drive to Chelmsford. Mm. But either way, it's traffic movements. Yep. And actually, what we're finding is because we've got a real sense of community, you know, and I'd link it to what you do here. This is a community radio,
yep,
network, and we see ourselves as very much a self-contained community, and that's one of the reasons why we set up the Blackmore Village Heritage Association, because we wanted to look after our own interests rather than have stuff done to us. Mm. But the bulk of the older people that want to live in the village are already residents. They just want to sell a big house, move to a smaller house and stay within the community.
Yep.
You know, we've got people that were born in Blackmore and never moved outside Blackmore, who work in the pubs and shops of Blackmore. It's a fantastic, absolutely fantastic community.
Mm.
And it shouldn't be spoiled just to sort of tick boxes.
Yeah, they are building so much in Essex at the moment, it's ridiculous, and not really worrying about the roads or the doctors or the schools. That's how it feels to me.
But it should be actually thinking about those sort of issues. And when you look at the overall local development plan, there is in the area of Dunton Hills, because they're putting a major change in there, there is already a plan in place to consider all of those issues, link them together and make it work. However, outside of that, and if you look at the places that are being developed in the local development plan, the only village now in the plan is Blackmore. Mm. And that village is getting, at least as part of the plan, around 30% increase. If you include the other developments, which you were talking about, and they go ahead anyway, you could be talking about 50%, and there is absolutely nothing done at this point to coordinate all of the missing or, you know, needs for the infrastructure to have all of those extra people. It's a complete miss.
Mm.
They're doing one aspect of it and missing out on the needs on the other end.
And just to underline the point that Colin's made ever so well there, if you look at what's classed as a larger village, I'm not even sure why Blackmore's classed as a larger village when it's actually quite small, but there are six in the plan. They're called Category 3 villages, and three of those villages are much, much larger than Blackmore, going into thousands of residents rather than just several hundred. But 56% of the allocation of land to so-called larger villages is focused on Blackmore. Mm. So there's not a proper distribution, and that's one of the points that we're discussing with our lawyer when it comes to challenging the plan on grounds of soundness, because it is basically developer-led. There hasn't been sufficient liaison with adjoining boroughs, because a bit like Dunton Hills in the south, you know, if there'd been a coherent plan with Epping Forest, you know, probably more suitable land could have come forward. We don't think it's justified in that brownfield sites were not considered. And as I've said before, there was no housing need survey. We don't think it's effective because it doesn't deliver what Blackmore actually needs. In fact, it will destroy the village. And we don't even think it's consistent with the National Planning Policy Framework, because we can't see the justification for releasing quality arable land from the greenbelt.
Mm.
So we think it fails on every single count. And they're the aspects we're taking forward with our lawyers, concurrent with trying to have, you know, reasoned conversations with local politicians, with Phil Drain and his strategy planning team, and indeed with the builders. In fact, we've had approaches from every single builder, and I have to say, all of them have pledged to work with us, whether Phil's stay in the plan, come out of the plan, or other fields come into it.
Yeah.
So they all want to work with us constructively. So probably in terms of our objectives, we've we've achieved a lot in the first 4 or 5 months because people are talking to us.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think executing a clear strategy is always going to help rather than just letting things happen around us.
And I'm glad you've got you two on board, really.
It is wider than us. I mean, we've got a secretary, Richard Reed. We've got a treasurer, Deborah Cullen. So
people are going out knocking on doors trying to get the forms filled in. Yeah, there's a lot of people involved, a lot of support in the village.
I think, rallied the troops. You know, working as a business consultant, it's been quite interesting to me to put into practice the stuff I preach. But hopefully it's working.
Yeah.
You know, we've made our mark, whatever happens, but we're not going to give up. We're urging people to complete the BBC Brentwood Borough Council Regulation 19 comment form, hugely complicated though it is, but make it clear that the local development plan, as far as it relates to Blackmore Village, is unsound.
Yep.
And as Colin mentioned, we've a team of foot soldiers knocking on every single house, not only in the village, but across the wider parish area as well. But the survey is open, or the questionnaire is open, to every resident in Brentwood Council area. A lot of people from, you know, even outside of Brentwood come into the village because it's such a lovely place. So we would urge everybody to complete that form and let the council know exactly what they think.
But that has to be completed reasonably quickly because there is a cut-off date for that. So if they want help, then it would be good if it could be completed by the 10th of March. But the actual final cut-off date is the 19th.
Yeah.
So there's not really that long being given for people to get their views in.
No, although that is a legal, you know, that's a legal requirement. It's a 6 weeks consultation period. So we kicked this part of the programme off well before the start date.
Lovely to meet you both. Glad to hear people passionate about where they live and the village. Give a mention to there's two pubs in the village, is there?
There's two pubs trading, but we're hoping that the third pub, the Bull Inn, which is the most ancient pub, there's planning consent or planning permission is being sought to convert it back into an inn. So back in Tudor times, when Henry VIII used to come and visit and probably need a pint after concluding his business. So
I think the Prince Albert as well, and the leather bottle, and you can always get a drink and watch some sport at the local village sports centre.
Yeah,
we've got a bar there.
I always think Sunday lunches. You see, when I drive through a little village, you think I want to stop at a pub and have a nice Sunday. You can get a good
absolutely.
Sunday lunch there.
You can get a great Sunday lunch.
You can definitely get a great
big
Sunday
lunch
there.
A big shout out to the pubs, so the Leather Bottle and the Prince Albert that are currently trading.
Yeah,
and I say hopefully the Bull reopens later this year.
Excellent.
So
and you've also got coming up in May. Just to let people know, and it will go on our events guide, you've got your
the Blackmore Village Fair, which is a every other year is a village fair, and in between there's a music festival. It's probably 2,500 people come out over the bank holiday weekend of May, and there's all sorts of things, parades, people going on, there's sideshows, all sorts of things happening then. So it'll be good, and hopefully I'll come back here and maybe promote that again a bit later on.
Yeah, and do let us know how you get on as well.
Thank you, Michelle. It's great of you to let us come here and speak to you today. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Nice to meet both of you.